Welcome to This Week in Wisconsin Rep Hockey, as we cover high school hockey around the state of Wisconsin. I'm your host, MJ Hammett, along with me, Michael Terzinski, also known as Trasher, burglar out of the Anago area, and Bill Jr., who's keeping an eye on everything that happens all throughout the state. And Michael, you had an opportunity on Friday night to check out a game that looked good on paper, but was one-sided on the ice, and that was Wausau West and Catholic Memorial Pius.
Yeah, that's right, MJ. Up in Marathon Park in Wausau on Friday night, Catholic Memorial came up to visit Wausau West. And Memorial was pretty good in the early going. They scored two goals in the first 5 minutes to take a 2-0 lead. And you were starting to think that maybe there was an upset in the making. But then Wausau West literally rolled up their sleeves. You could almost see them out there. They just got fired up. They scored three goals in the rest of the first period to take a 3-2 lead into the first intermission. They scored four goals in the second period, and they ended up with an 8-3 win.
This week in Wisconsin Prep Hockey also had the game of the week this week, which featured the Superior Spartans, who are always a state title contender, taking on the Eau Claire Memorial Old Abes at Hobbs Ice Center, and Bill Berg was able to get down to that game.
Yes, I was, and I think when we talked about this game last week, we were anticipating a very physical game, and it was a hard-hitting game. The edge and the physicality, though, had to go to Eau Claire Memorial, which was a much larger squad overall than the Superior Spartans were. The Spartans were quick. I mean, they had guys that were all over the ice. Their second line, the Mikkel or Michael brothers, three of them, you know, all of them 5'7" and 130 to 135 pounds, just flying all over the ice, making passes and stuff. But they could not get, for the most part, couldn't get anywhere near the Eau Claire Memorial net. The Eau Claire big defenseman just wouldn't let them in. And on the other end of the ice, Eau Claire being the bigger team, where Hunter Scott and Alexander Dahl were able to muscle their way in. On the Superior netminder. So overall, I mean, I think for the most part, the puck spent more time in the Eau Claire end of the ice than in the Superior end, but just not near the net. And then there was that fateful 34 seconds about halfway through the first period. Three goals in 34 seconds. They did battle back, get a goal late in the period, in that first period, and then the team's swapped goals in the second period. And that was pretty much all the scoring until an empty net goal at the end by Hunter Scott. For the most, the game was pretty well balanced. Just the fact that the Eau Claire players were just that much bigger, able to keep Superior away from their netminder.
All right, Bill, thanks a lot for that report on the Eau Claire Memorial Superior game, our game of the week last week. Well, our player of the week, we talked a little bit about him a minute ago, and he comes out of Wausau West. And who do we got this week for the player of the week in Wisconsin Prep Hockey?
The player of the week this week is Garrett Clement from Wausau West. In three games this week, Garrett had 7 goals and 4 assists, including a big 3-point game against Catholic Memorial Pius, who was an honorable mention team, and a 4-point game against University School of Milwaukee, who was number 8 in the Wisconsin Prep Hockey Top 10. He had goals in all three games, 2 in a game against Chippewa Falls, 2 more against Catholic Memorial, and a hat trick against University School. And he added 2 assists against Chippewa Falls and an assist against each Catholic Memorial and University.
Well, it's this time in our show where we give you the Wisconsin Prep Hockey Top 10. And Bill, why don't you go ahead and give us the Top 10 this week?
Thanks, MJ. All the votes have been tallied, and the number one, again, for the third week in a row is Wausau West. Eau Claire Memorial has moved up into the second spot. Stoughton and Notre Dame Academy have moved up into 3 and 4. Marquette, a surprise on the season, has moved up into number 5. Wapaka, behind Brad Navin, has moved into the 6th spot. Superior's fallen down from 2nd to 7th this week. Ashwaubenon and Oregon come in at 8 and 9 for their first appearances in the top 10 this year, and Edgewood has fallen down into the 10th spot. Our honorable mention teams this week are the University School of Milwaukee, Green Bay United, Mosinee, Verona, and Middleton.
That's all the time we have for this week's version of This Week in Wisconsin Prep Hockey. For an extended version of this week's show, go to wisconsinprephockey.net.